everybody. It's Molly Molotov 666. And I am rolling a blunt. It's really not good for me right now because I'm recovering from a really nasty cold and you can probably hear it. But, you know, YOLO. I didn't just say that. Forget I said that. Well, I could edit this out, right? Oh, that made me feel sad. But yeah, I wanted to talk about weird penises. I know that's a loaded subject, but let's break it down. I've seen a lot of cocks in my day. Everything from cocks in porn to penises that I've seen during hookups, Tinder mistakes that, like, right, I should have asked about his penis size, and it was my faux pas for not, because then when they show up, they have, like, weird anomalies with their penises that make sex either impossible or I have to call the brakes. So here's a few notable funny cock stories. So the first one that I can think of off the top of my head, one that really blew me away, was this dude tells me he's got a really big cock. He promises me he's got, like, a really rockin' big schlong and that he's gonna really crack me open. So I'm like, all right, I'm game, let's go. I show up to his, like, I guess it was like his hotel room or whatever, and it looked kind of like one of those places that you, like, office spaces that you rent, but it wasn't really like a, you know, like, I don't know how to describe it, like a business hotel room. Like, there was a bed in there, but it was more about the business aspect of the room. It was strange. It looked like one of those, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, yeah, it looked like a businessman's rental space. I don't know. But he invited me over there, and I show up, and boom, he pulls his penis out. And it was a micro penis. And I did not know that micro penises existed. I earnestly thought they were a myth, but lo and behold, there was an absolute literal, this guy had an anywhere an Audi should be. And I was rather confused. I'm like, didn't you tell me you had a jackhammer? He's like, yeah, I know, but you would never have showed up if, you know, I told, you know, if I told you. I'm like, buddy, I would have literally have shown up anyway. I won't judge a micro penis. I've shown up before at, you know, to hookups, and a guy had a, you know, really small penis, and I had a great time anyway. It's not just about the cock. There's a whole man connected to it. Like, I respect the whole human being, so there's been times I've showed up and there was a small penis there, but I also was given a lot of love to the man that was connected to it. A man is more than just his anatomy. There's a mind in there. There's a whole human being. It's, you know, important to respect that. So I am pretty respectful about it when I see a guy who has a really small cock. So when this guy was like, if, you know, I told you I had a small cock, you wouldn't have showed up, I was offended. I'm like, no, literally, that's about as far from the truth as we can get. I'm not going to say I'm excited for a micro penis, but I also know that a man is capable of bringing so much to the table. Great oral game is a big one for me. A guy that knows how to lick an asshole is good for me. A guy who knows how to spank a girl or beat a girl. Like, you don't need a penis for any of that. Like, I don't mind. Whatevs. Also, I think it helps the fact that I'm pansexual. And I don't judge genitalia. So, like, for me, it's about the person, not the gender or the sexual genitalia itself. It's the human being that gets me off. So, that's at least for me. At least that's how I am. Anyway. I've had guys that show up that have just ginormous, like, they told me it was big, and I'd seen pictures of it before I even show up, but then I get there, and there's no rocking with this thing. It's huge. It's like the car just won't fit in the garage. Now, the first time that's ever happened to me, I was in school, and I was hooking up with this guy. Oh my gosh, he was so much fun. His name was Cecil, and he was a real doll baby. And Cecil had a cock like you wouldn't believe. It would not fit in my pussy. I could only suck him off. He could only go down on me. There was no fucking with a cock that big. It was just so much cock. So, like, as an adult, it was funny that I still fell into that, and that happened to some, like, that happened again a few times. Where, like, I thought that was something I might grow out of, where, like, as I got older, I'd learn how to take bigger dicks. But no. And it's still a struggle for me. I've had guys tell me, I'm big, and then I'm like, oof, you didn't tell me that big. But the funniest looking one I've ever seen was this guy had hair on his cock. Like, not on his balls. Oh, yes, he had hair on his balls, but I'm not talking about his balls. I'm talking about his cock. He had hair on his cock. Like hair from the mid shaft to his balls, and then of course connecting to his leg hair. It was bizarre. It was bizarre, if not a little unsettling. I'm like, your penis has hair. What's that about? He's like, I don't know. It's how my penis is. Didn't stop me from sucking on it, but it was bizarre. What else is there? Well, there's this one guy who had a foreskin that I it just it's like, in order for me to make him come without it spurting everywhere, I have to pull his foreskin back. So if his foreskin wasn't pulled back properly, cum would literally, like, sprinkler, because he had so much of a foreskin around the hole of his penis that it caused, like, a literal, like, sprinkler situation. That was kind of weird, kind of cool. Piercings. Had a guy that had not just one Prince Albert, not two Prince Alberts, not three Prince Alberts, not four Prince Alberts. He had five Prince Alberts. But when I say Prince Albert, I'm not talking about, like, the barbell and the pee hole, or the thing that goes all the way through the dick. I'm talking about, like, or maybe it's called a Jacob's ladder. I can't remember what it's called. Maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. I know I'm using the wrong terminology, but it's like piercings that go from the balls up the shaft underneath and to, like, a ladder. And that was the weirdest sensation I ever had, but I got raw afterwards and didn't like it so much. Like, afterwards, I just felt really raw. Let me think. Funny penises that I've seen. I had one guy that I was gonna fool around with him. And he pulled his dick out and he had a giant pimple on it. Like, it's a random, gigantic white head right on the tip of his penis. And I was just like, what the fuck is this shit? This don't make no kind of sense what the fuck is this? It was so confusing to me. I almost wanted to pop it. I know it sounds really gross. This is probably an unusable audio. There's nothing hot about this audio. This is just me talking about weird penises. I'm probably just gonna post it on my subreddit as just, like, a filler. Because I can't come to this. I don't know what I was thinking. This is a dumb idea for an audio, but here we are. You know, big old dumb example of me doing a big dumb audio. Doesn't help that I'm thoroughly high and drunk right now. But yeah, this is where my brain went. Weird penises. Trying to think. Weird things I've done to penises is I put rhinestones on a penis before. That was a really dumb idea. So, I had these rhinestones stick on earrings that I would, you know, put on my ears. And my buddy wanted to do this, like, so we're going to a bondage night where he could wear this itty bitty little thong, but he wanted to have, like, his dick bedazzled. You know, he wanted that shit bejeweled. And so when it was time to pull it out, it would look all, like, sexy. But we didn't take into account the fact that a soft penis is all wrinkly and a hard penis is not, and it makes sticking these things on difficult, especially if you stick them on while they're hard and then the penis gets soft. So I bedazzled my dude's penis with the stick-on gemstones. I had to fluff them first, and then I stick them on. He's like, oh, that's really hot. That looks super sexy. And so the idea was his dick would get soft, and the stones would stay on. And then when he got hard again, they would just look normal like they did when I put them on. That's not science. Sweating happens. A lot of stuff happens to men's junk over time that really prevents adhesive from working. And short of spirit gumming rhinestones to his penis, there was nothing really we could do about it. Yeah, I think that's as far as weird penises. There's been times where I've rejected guys who had, like, what I call, I jokingly call them funky monkeys. It's where the penis is unacceptable for some reason. And for me, that's a big deal. Like, for an example, one guy I was starting to fool around with, and it looked like his penis had, like, eczema. But I'm not a doctor. For all I knew, it could have been herpes syphilitis AIDS. I don't know. So I'm like, this is a no-go. Your penis has scales. I saw a dude that had a sunburnt penis. That was pretty funny. Yeah. I think that's it in the way of weird penises. Too small, too big. Rhinestones. Weird foreskins. Yeah, no, I think I've covered all the bases. Yeah, as far as weird penises go that I've seen, that's definitely it. So, I just ranted for almost 14 minutes about weird penises. I feel like I need to go talk to a priest. And I'm Jewish. That's how bad I feel about this audio. Yeah, no, it's kind of silly. But I went there. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's not neurotic audio at all. It's just me ranting and being stupid. I hope you don't mind. I should have said that in the beginning, actually. So if you stuck around waiting for me to fap, I am so sorry. I have a whole library, though, that you can fall back on, so it's all good. I'll talk to you later. Bye.